Okay, well, there's no rush, but when you get a chance, I bet you it's an Euro, and I'm betting, I'm surprised they said it was going to cost more to get that, because I'm sure they gave you the most up-to-date Euro, because for reasons, security reasons and whatnot. So I have to think you're already capable of doing that. So we'll cross that bridge still. We'll still check it out. Sometimes they don't understand, because it's ham radio related, they don't understand what you're trying to do. And but I do, that said, everything I'm saying could be false, because I have not watched that video from John Crook yet about the new software update. So anybody running Wires X, you may want to check out that video. I have seen posts on Facebook of people having problems connecting to rooms, and I've heard of people that have already switched over to the new software. Those rooms are gone. You can't connect to them anymore. So it's possible, I haven't even tried, but it's possible KC Wide has already updated and is no longer connectable. So again, my information is spotty at best, so everything I'm saying could be corrected for sure, but stay tuned. Well, sounds like Wires X is going through a big change, and it's going to affect everybody. Mike, do you have anything else?
Yeah, I didn't want to get too far down the rabbit hole, but that is true. If they're running the new 2.0 software, it's going to limit access for those that are not running that particular new software. The older software would still work fine with all those that are working under that software, but the new one is pretty inclusive unto itself. So, and it does have some nice features that when he was talking initially, you don't need static ports and things like that with this new setup. So I was really excited until he told me some of the, until he explained some of the other ones. So if you get a chance to see that interview or that talk from John Crook, by all means do it. It's very enlightening. And that's all I've got for now, Kurt.